Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station. I'm hearing echo like you don't understand.
Yeah, we are complete echo.
Are we on? Looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, much so better. It's good morning. Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. We're all transmitting from our homes, which is mine in Sandton, Eitan is in Glenazel, not Glenazel, where are you? In the Highlands. Yeah, Moshe is in Orange Grove, and Nicole is in, where's Nicole?
Oakland.
In Oakland, so that's what we've got with us today, and hopefully we'll be able to run that show on Skype. Yeah, man, you know, I just want to talk a little bit about things that are happening in our society and maybe some predictions towards, what will happen. You know, you remember in the old days, people used to say, whatever was will be. Not anymore.
Guys. Yes.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
This is a new reality. This is something that no one else, I don't know anybody that lived more than 100 years. I mean, I don't know anybody that lives close to 100 years anyway. But somebody to tell us what happened that time with the Spanish flu, something that we can learn from and maybe fix our ways. Because, you know, when it comes to business or life, you watch other people or you watch history or you learn history. And you know what? More or less, you got an idea. What happened will happen. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
No, kesera, sera is something else. Kesera, sera is what will be, will be.
Yeah.
That's what we can say now. But before, we always said something like, you know what? we are sitting in such a situation right now that we have to guess what will be the outcome. We have to guess what will be the outcome. We will
it's
not
very
be
unpredictable.
Able to...
We don't know what's going on.
100%. You don't know what's going to be tomorrow. We don't know how people will react. Obviously, if I'm sitting myself in that situation, I will do the necessary stuff for me not to infect other people, for other people not to infect me. The thing is that in South Africa, we're sitting in a situation where people physically cannot keep away from other people. I mean, with all the respect, and I've got huge respect, especially after the last two speeches of our president, I really have some sort of respect for him. Not like our old number one. I really don't see a way where people in areas like Alexandra can keep social distancing, which is the number one way to stop the disease spreading. How can you have social distancing when 40 people share the same toilet, or 40 families, or 30 families, or 20 families share the same toilet? You cannot have social distancing. It will not work. So in this country, we have to do something else. Something like wear masks in public. I mean, when you're in the street, you must wear masks. Masks not just prevent you from getting the disease, prevent others, prevent you from getting other people infected. So if we're not going to get that right, if we're not going to get social distancing, meaning you cannot fit 16 people into a taxi, or 12 people, or 4 people for that matter, into taxi, that's a problem. Guys. It's a big, 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 big problem. You know, if you are loading the pick and pay with people that coughing over your shoulder, you're going to get infected. It's going to be a lot of infections. And you know what? I think we've seen just the tip of the iceberg. I don't want to be actually a bad person and say everything is bad. Everything is not bad. And we're still here. We're still around. But we have to take care of ourselves, especially people that are in high risk, like Eitan, for instance, in high risk, and an idiot smoker. I say again.
So, what can we do? Listen.
No, you can stop. You can first of all be careful. Don't get close to people. You must do the right. You must do the right thing, and maybe you slow down smoking, as it will not hurt you. So yeah, all those things. Whatever you can do, that Eitan. Yeah, I mean,
and
Moshe,
me too. Was the eight?
Yeah, yeah, but Moshe, the nice thing about you, you're not sociable, so it's nice.
What a compliment, very good.
You know, it was
Moshe came to the tango by himself.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know what, funny enough, I can tell you, I don't think it could be dancing for the next year. Because you cannot do it, you know what I mean? You know, it stopped already 2 months ago.
Alright, we have to go for an ad break because Craig is already sending me 17 messages about ad break. So we're gonna come back to you after the ads and after the first song. So have a lovely morning and we'll meet you just now.
This is Wine and Friends with Roy Paris.
Well, we'll be back.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. How are we on?
No, we're here. Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we are on. We are online. So let's see. So you know, today some people got birthdays. So who's got birthdays today? First of all, we've got. We're supposed to have a live read. All right. We're supposed to have a live read. So let me live read it. All right, guys. What I want to tell you is that we've got a lot of birthdays today as well. So we've got John Kenner. I think it's Kenner. Is it Kenner? Is it John Kenner? The guy that's the actor and wrestler. Got him. You got
John
Gigi.
Cena. John Cena.
Oh, Cena. I don't know.
I knew he would.
All right. He's, how old is he now? He's 43 today. He's 43. You got, Gigi Hadid. I don't know her, but she's number two. She's top.
Bella.
Top model.
Bella
she's 45. Who?
Bella Gigi Hadid.
Oh, is it? All right.
Top model.
She's Palestinian. She's a half Palestinian.
Is it? Okay, good.
Her father is Palestinian. The mother is an American. And her father is Muhammad Hadid.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Then you got George Lopez, American comedian. He's 59 years old. You remember George Lopez, I'm sure. He's one really, really nice... nice, crazy liberal, yeah. Then you got Jamie King. Remember her? She's 41 today. What is she doing? She's an actress and a model. Yeah, you don't know her. Lee Majors. Do you remember Lee Majors?
Yes.
Moshe, how old do you think Lee Majors is?
About 80.
81.
He's dead. Right. He's dead.
No, he's not dead. He's alive. He's alive and well.
He was married to Farrah Fawcett.
That was his biggest thing in life. That was his biggest thing in life, I think.
He was a $6 million man. $6 million.
And a $6 million, you can't buy a flat in Israel. I mean,
not today. About 40 years ago.
It is amazing. So he's 81 years old, Lee Majors, believe it or not. He's still looking good, I must say. Looking good. Who do we have? Carl Penn, that's the Indian dude, lately I've seen him quite a bit. Max Planck, you remember Max Planck? He died in 47, yeah. Max Planck was a German theoretical physicist. Who more do we have? We don't have any more people that I know anyway. But you got a lot of people that I don't know. Who are all those people? I don't know. Anyway, guys, so what I want to tell you is that today, as Thursday it is, and maybe next week we'll be out on bail. Are we going to be out on bail?
We'll hear tonight.
Yes, our parole hearing is tonight. Yes.
Yes.
I think he said to himself, "Look, we give them all that money. We can lock them for another month or so.
Relax, relax. Roy, Roy.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
he said, we'll give them all the money.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody will receive anybody. We'll give them it for 5 cents. It won't happen. Because so, first of all, I want to ask you a question. Where yeah. is the money coming from?
First of all, the money must probably come, I most probably we sold half the country to China. That's the way I see it.
Well,
this is my
that's
guess.
Fine.
This is my guess.
Unless
yeah.
the government printer is going to be very busy. He's going to print money. That's
yeah,
what
it's
he's
possible.
Going to do.
It's, and it's then, very possible.
And then the inflation will sky high. But on the other hand, there's no money. Because you know, when he had a speech on Tuesday, he said, I'm going to have money from local, and I'm going to approach the IMF and the World Bank. I don't think that the World Bank and the IMF will give him money, unless must have guarantees. And where are the guarantees? Because
I think the Chinese will give us the money. All give us the guarantees. In any case, we will sell the country. That's fine. You know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. The country is not yours and mine. You know, the country is with the people's. So,
but I don't want it to not.
Maybe, you I know what? Let me tell you, Roy. You see, if we sold the country to China, we won't be anymore a developing country. Because China, it is developed. And we are always developing country. Until 1994, South Africa was not a developing country. It was developed. We became a developing country only after 1994.
You're right. You're actually right. But let's just put the things in the right perspective. So if you're looking at South Africa as a developing country right now, it's not really, they call it an emerging economy. Economy that emerged. South Africa has been submerged, not emerged, because of, obviously, I mean, we need, in any country when there was a revolution, and there was a type of revolution in South Africa, in any place when there was a revolution, never will the revolutionary manage to actually get the country up and running. Never. It never happened before, and I don't think it will ever happen. Because revolutionaries are there to make revolution. And not really to run a country, you understand? It's just a matter of the way you look at life and you can check 99.9% of revolutions, look, because I don't know all of them, actually ended up with a dictatorship, and not with the democracy. And look, we still have democracy in South Africa, which is great. The only thing is, what I am worried about is, what will happen, financially into this place if that closure will continue. As it is, we started the problem with about 30 or 40% unemployment rate. And right now, as we're sitting, I can see how it can turn out very quickly to a 90% unemployment. To jumpstart the economy, whatever left over of this economy, it will take more than 500 billion rand, I think. And especially when our politicians will be very rich out of it. I mean, 500 billion, it's going to go first to them. Don't you think it's going to go first to them? Then it's going to come to... To the poor people.
Absolutely. The past said, he says they will give money. Nobody will get the money. They will get the money. The money is gone
100%.
Already.
100%. The money is gone. The money's counted, finished, gone. But a little bit, you'll see here and there, maybe they're doing a couple of things, but nothing to write home about. That's what I think. The problem is one, you know, people will look and say, oh, waiting for government to give them. No government of any normal country in the world give money. We don't give money. Create jobs. You know, I was talking to my son. My son is stranded in Arizona. Both my kids are stranded in Arizona in the States. They wanted to make a tour over America. And then the corona happened. And anyway, they're sitting in a house in Arizona. in a place called Flagstaff. Beautiful place, but still. Anyway, so I was talking about him, and the way I came to South Africa, I came when apartheid was a big deal, you know. It was, you know, in 1988, apartheid still ruled the country, ruled the land. And as much as we all love to hate apartheid, they brought me to South Africa, like Moshe, you remember, to go to the homelands and make factories to train people that didn't know anything
and
about
it. Intensive, yeah.
No, so I started, you know, remember, I started a shoe factory, a shoe and chemical factory, and
Newcastle.
They said to me, look, yeah, say again?
Newcastle.
In Newcastle. It wasn't really Newcastle, it was a place called Maradeni, next to 20 kilometers from Newcastle. And yeah, that's how we started. And, they really did well. They didn't give the people money, just for being there. What they did is they paid me to pay. So I used to pay the salaries and they used to rebate me 90% back. It's amazing. So basically that's how you create industry. You train
not
people.
Not only this, Roy, you also teach them. So you became a teacher. So you became a lecturer that at the end of the day, when you left, they got some kind of a skill.
Yes. So they told me I have to teach them how to make shoes.
Yes.
So it's not that I teach them how to make, I taught them how to make shoes. I taught them what shoes are.
Yes.
When I came there, I promise you people you pick up a shoe and say, this is a shoe. It was really rural areas. And you know, after a while, it was very successful. I mean, the program was very successful because people learned, people made their own things. Slowly, you could see some industry, small industry from those people that used to work for us they made a small industry and they started, doing, their own businesses. And it was a very, very good, for my opinion, it was a great scheme. It was a scheme where government made something really right. So there was no unions. The unions were not allowed into the area. Look, listen to that. You cannot have unions when there's such a high unemployment. You can have unions when there's 2%, 3%, 5% unemployment. You can't, when there's 30% unemployment. Unions disturb the whole idea of employment. So, the way I see it, I mean, it has to come back to, you want to fix this country, you have to come back to basics. No unions, I mean, 500 billion, you put 500 billion back to people now, which is going to just go, if you give it to them to eat. So they're going to have food for a couple of days, you know, and that's it, it's going to finish. Instead of that, take 10 billion, not a lot from the 500, fix the bloody crime, guys. I mean, make a unit, a big unit to fix 10 billion. Well, you will fix the crime. Well, at least repair it a little bit, you know? That's the way I see it. I don't know. Maybe I'm an idiot, but,
You know, the U.S. is working very well and very successful without unions. You need to want to work and come to work and do your job if you want a job. And they have no union. You're not doing your job, you go home. That's it.
Exactly.
That's why America used to be the greatest country in the world. Because of three words. You are fired.
100%. 100%. And it's not just this. Look, how can you force someone to work for you? So what happened is you create, it's a very, very bad situation because you create a situation where an employer will not employ an employee because he's scared he won't be able to fire him.
That's right, because the moment when you employ somebody over here, it can become the Catholic wedding. You can never get rid of it.
100%.
So it's employee for employee.
So what do you need to do in this country? There's a few things. You have to fix the crime, which you can do. You can do. You have to fix the crime, and you have to make the jails first self-sustained like the old days. Where you, for all, you know, make them, for instance, you make them hard labor, for instance, for people that are like you do in Texas. If you are a hardened criminal or or if you are what we call in South Africa a habitual criminal, or if you are a person of how would you say that? Any violent crime will go into hard labor. Meaning, instead of, if somebody had a violent crime, instead of charging 10 years, charging 5, but make sure he does hard time. When he does hard time, I promise you guys, he will never come back to crime. I promise you, if he comes back to crime, he's not just a criminal, he's an idiot too. So, yeah. This is basically what we're looking at. So there is a way to sort it out. It's not a problem. There is a way to sort it out. You just need to want to.
And to learn from other nations that have been there.
Yeah, you need to want to sort it out.
Trying to invent the wheel.
I think we are still sitting here, 26 years later, still feeling like we're in a revolution. We're not in a revolution anymore, guys. We're not in a revolution anymore. Come, Vukuzenzile, get up and do something. Do something about it. I mean, everybody, you know, everyone wants to do something for himself. Just get up and do something. And I'm telling you, this is for government, really. Get up and do something. Vukuzenzile, this is, yeah. I would like to hear what you have to say, but I've got another live read here. So, what do we have here? All right. Hi all. First of all, to all our listeners, you know, Cash In is opened every day, Monday to Friday, between 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock, just to give you service. Obviously, it's only 3 hours a day. We're doing it. We got permit from government to open, but we don't want to exploit the chance that the government gave us. So we're only going to do it for 3 hours a day, you know, just to serve people that really, really need. So if you need anything, we're there. If you're sitting on gold prices, it's not bad today. Gold jewelry, we're allowed to do only the gold jewelry. We're not allowed to do gold jewelry, and I think computers we're allowed, but all the rest we're not allowed to do. So if anybody needs, my telephone number is 083-6100-209, and you're most welcome to call me anytime or SMS me or WhatsApp, 083-6100-209. And yeah, if you need any details or you need to know anything, please call me 083-6100-209. Or you can contact our offices at 011-325-7777. Eitan.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What do you think?
By the way, they can call us and ask us for anything, and not only specific for this, and we will try and assist as much as we can. Any question for anything, please don't hesitate. We will try to be there for you guys.
Yeah, and today to make it from, from Hyde Park from Glen Hazel to Hyde Park, it takes you like 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes in the car.
Yeah.
There's no traffic, there's nothing. And look, guys, I mean, don't you find that sitting at home, not going out, you're actually not spending money neither? Okay, it's you true. Don't spend anything. It is true. What do you spend money for?
It's true. You just have to be careful not to eat too much. You get bored.
The problem is that there's no gyms opening. We're not eating too much. Ethan, there's no gyms. So you don't really move a lot.
Well, the people that have a house, they can go out, walk around the garden. You know, it's up to people.
Walking around the garden doesn't make you really,
listen.
You have to do active.
I promise you, if you have a garden, and you can
like
walk 30 meters by 20 meters and you go in circles for an hour, you're doing exercise. It's up to people to be creative. Listen, I'm looking a lot on the news and whatever, and you have people creating all kind of, you know, you will be amazed how much exercise you can do on the counter in your kitchen and all kind of other stuff.
No. So, we're not talking about this exercise. Yes, man, you can't say it's a family show, Ethan. You can't talk about
I'm talking physical exercise this time. Okay?
What do you mean?
I'm not talking about all your dreams to try everywhere in the house. I'm talking exercise. Use the counter to exercise as a bench.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? Not said that different exercises, different burning of calories. So you don't have to doubt question.
Not just burning calories. It's not just burning calories. We need to, you know, to live well. You have to, you know, they say healthy soul in a healthy body. When your body is healthy, your soul is easier to be healthy. You know, it's. I don't know if you remember when we were still at school. At young school, they used to say it was. We had a big sign written: "Healthy soul and healthy body." So, if your body is healthy, normally your soul is healthy too. So you have to always thrive to make some exercises, be happy. You know, I don't know. But in any case, the time is now. What is the time now? The time is now 20 minutes to 10 o'clock. Exactly 20 minutes to 10 o'clock. And we'd like to go to an ad break. And then we're going to go for a nice, beautiful song that we're going to line up for you. And go for it after that.
This is Roy and Friends with Roy Perez.
Hey, are we on?
Yeah, we're back. Seems to be.
Yeah, looks like we're back. All right, Greg. Yes. So, Greg said we are live. We are live. Are you alive, Nicole?
Sorry, just say that again.
Are you alive?
Okay. Yes, I am.
No, good. I'm just asking. I was worried because I haven't heard you. But okay. So where are we? Yeah. Where are we sitting now? So we're sitting now. Each one in his own home. Look what it's done to us. This thing, huh? I don't know what's worse, this or. I mean, are we not going to be socialized anymore? Not socializing anymore? Or what's going to happen?
That's a huge.
It will be a different way in the future. Humans will, it's a start of a different age of humanity.
You reckon?
But I think once they develop a vaccine, then maybe life can go back to normal. The same with tuberculosis. Now, if you're vaccinated, you're good to go.
Yeah, but I hope we will not be over arrogant about it, because scientists talking about this virus since the past, I don't know, 5-6 years, that the warning that something like this will happen, and it doesn't seem that anyone did anything about it. So just not to get too arrogant about it, because we have a vaccine or a solution. Nature is stronger than us.
Nature is strong, but the thing is, you know, we need to do something extra, I think, just to keep ourselves.
Definitely.
Yeah, we need to do something extra, because right now the way we're sitting is the way we're sitting now is not like just think about it. All right, look how many things will change. First of all, we're going to be ready for the next one. I'm sure we're going to be ready for the next one, because governments in the world, I mean, at least the normal countries, governments in the world will not allow for another pandemic like this to happen. After this is going to be finished, we're going to have teams that as soon as a virus like this will arrive, they'll immediately analyze it and tell the dog to shut up. So immediately
they're outside barking on the people walking in the street.
Yeah. Entertainment. Entertainment, yeah. So anyway, it's amazing. Normally we sit in the studio, there's no noise. We're all sitting in the flats or our houses. So what I want to say is that, think about it, like somebody's getting married in new age so the rabbi actually has to say, look at your wife. Are you sure that you can spend 90 days in a solitary confinement,
in a lockdown,
in a lockdown with this woman? Would you then take it? Would you believe that? I mean, it's not like coming in the evening and spending a couple of hours with your wife, which is a little bit difficult. Think about spending 90 days lockdown with your wife. I mean, that can be in the new reality. Like once a year, we're spending like a month or two in our houses. Can be a reality, guys. You know what happened to people?
Completely.
What happened to the look at it? Yesterday, successful businesses. What were successful businesses? Was the hotels? I mean, hotels were popping up in Sandton in every corner. flights. I mean, look what happened to airliners. Airlines were booming. I mean, flights were all over the show. I mean, they said at any time, there was more than 5,000 big aeroplanes in the air at any time. You know, it's huge. It's huge. Yeah.
You know, listen, we are a very social animal, and we will have to learn to adapt to a different situation. We will still be social, but I think it will be in much smaller groups.
No, it's really crazy. I mean, will happen, just think about all those companies. How many employees? I mean, each airline company's got like hundreds of thousands of people working for them. Now, you know, until it's going to jumpstart and start again, unless like tomorrow they find a vaccine and a medication. They said that in the UK they already make the human trials. Like they're going to do human trials now.
In the UK. And in Israel. And in Israel, they're already trying a vaccine.
Human trials. Oh, so I don't know.
I'm not sure about that, but I know that they were talking about two different vaccines that been developed, and I don't know in which stage it is.
Oh, I'm
not sure.
So they were talking yesterday about UK doing human trials, but in any case, what I'm trying to say is, what happened to all those companies? I mean, our company will maybe suffer a little bit of, but what happened to restaurants? I mean, restaurants, you won't be able to walk in the next, you know what, if there's no vaccine in the next year, we're not going to be able to walk in the restaurant. Major businesses. Yes.
And
Roy, you know, five restaurants, my clients, five restaurants are not opening. They're not opening because what happened is this. Let's say the regulation is maybe it will come regulation. It will, that can be, let's say, 30 or 50 people in a restaurant at one time. But some restaurants, they got 15 people staff. So can only be 35 guests. First of all, nobody can make money if you got only 35 people and you got a, because they say, listen, we don't open the restaurant until everything comes. Because it's not good to walk in and you cannot afford it anymore.
Yeah.
And secondly, nobody will come to a restaurant because you see, usually for a restaurant, people going out who are more established, not the youngsters, to a fine dining restaurant. And these people my age, they're afraid to go out because they're very vulnerable. So it's a catch-22, you know what I mean? You want to go out, you cannot get out, and the one who wants to come in is not really coming in, the youngsters don't come in, so the restaurant will suffer. And the fast food and everybody else.
You're definitely correct. And that's restaurant. Now what happened to the hotels. Hotels. There's no more tourist industry. Think about it.
That's right.
It's crazy.
And you know what? You know, Virgin Atlantic, Richard Branson, he just asked from the UK government to be bailed out, and he's giving his Caribbean island, resort island, as a guarantee. Can you believe it?
I can.
We've got SAA, and they want 10 billion rand. They want money.
But they just want money.
This is not the first bailing.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I say no? I don't
actually know. They or privatized. Because anything that is state-owned company, all of them are
We have to wrap up. Actually, they're going to cut us if they didn't cut us already. So I want to say just goodbye to you guys. Have a lekker weekend.
And Shabbat Shalom.
All right. Sorry.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Shabbat Shalom.